I'm talking with James Mahon, and he is the national leader of Youth 2000 in Ireland. And you have a summer festival coming up. Tell me a little bit about your festival.
Yeah, thanks, Miriam. We have a festival coming up between August the 14th and August the 17th. Basically, this is a four-day celebration of faith. This is the biggest annual Catholic youth event that's on in Ireland every year. Last year, we had about 1,100 young people descend on the Cistercian College in Roscrea. This year, we're hoping for a similar number. It's essentially a four-day vibrant celebration of faith. It teaches young people, you know, what's your faith all about? How is God relevant for you? How is the church relevant to you? The special thing about this event, it's organized by young people for young people. Young people who found the treasure of their faith, who want to go out and share that with other young people. So young people be met where they're at. Granted, it's a thing that people wouldn't normally do for a weekend, but this is a weekend that if young people take the plunge and come along, they'll genuinely have a positive experience of faith.
It sounds it sounds like a lot of fun anyway. I mean, yeah. It's a lot of young people getting together and they're all staying over, and maybe it's even their first time away from home or first time going away to such a big festival like this.
Yeah, it's amazing because we have about, say, 14 free buses from every corner of Ireland. So, like, we have people from north, south, east and west. And young people are getting to meet other young people and form friendships with people who they would have never met before. But the common thread for everyone is faith and openness to faith. And when young people discover that your faith is something to be lived, that it doesn't take anything away from you, you know, their life starts really to take off. And these friendships and the fellowship of other young people in their faith is a great support to that.
Yeah. And you're doing it in an atmosphere, I suppose, where people might say, well, young people are moving away from the church, or it's not as relevant in their lives anymore.
Yeah, like that's a fair point. The culture we live in is, you could say, it's hostile to faith. But, you know, young people nowadays probably have battles to fight that young people 10, 20 years ago didn't have. But the same thing applies. Young people are still yearning for God. We are all yearning for God. We all have that emptiness, that void within us. I suppose it's up to the likes of ourselves to reach out to young people and give them that message of hope. But despite the culture, there is still that yearning in each and every one of the young people we find. And we find great openness amongst them too, to the message.
Because in a way, there is a generation, and I'm perhaps thinking of my own generation, or maybe even the generation that's a little bit older than me, that would have a lot of hang-ups about the church that maybe the young people don't have as much. They maybe just, they may know less, but they may be actually more open.
Yeah, we find that. Like, we find that the hang-up, the, you know, those kind of grievances don't really come into it. That young people, you know, they could have been born in 1990. You know, it's amazing. Like, so a lot of that has escaped them, and they might kind of know of those things that happen, but they can kind of put it into perspective too. So generally speaking, we don't find that a problem. We just really, young people are a very idealistic group of our society, probably the most idealistic. So they're looking to see what life is all about. So there is a real kind of openness amongst them to see what it's all about and to discover it.
And I suppose the fact that they don't have to pay, or at least that it's donation-led, is very appealing to young people as well.
It is. And we put this event on. It's donation only. The reason we do that is we don't want money to be an obstacle to a young person to come along, but also we're realistic in that we know that it's difficult to get a young person to come to something like this. That's why we operate the free buses. Look, it's they're not free for us. We have to raise about €90,000, and somehow it comes in every year, but it's worth it. Just if you can get those young people to the event, they generally always have a positive experience of faith, which will stand to them for years to come.
And do the young people come back, or is it different people coming each year?
Well, yeah, they do tend to come back, and they do tend to actually bring their friends as well, which is kind of the genius of it, that young people are fearless, and if they find something authentic, they will invite their friends and their family. They won't care who they'll tell. And they tend to bring back their friends, they tend to come back themselves. And then we have about 15 weekend retreats throughout the year too, which they come back to too. So I suppose young people are the best, most effective evangelizers or carriers of the faith,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, you talk about workshops there. What type of workshops would you be doing, or what type of encounters or experiences would young people have?
Well, I suppose an important part of the weekend is the whole testimonial side of it, that young people give testimony to their faith of maybe how God has transformed their lives, maybe from the darkness of addiction, maybe from just plain apathy, not knowing where they're going in their life. The workshops deal with a whole manner of issues, kind of from prayer, we have kind of drama, we have something for everyone, really. We understand that we need to kind of meet young people where they're at in this day and age. So that's our workshops aspire to meet that, you know.
And your theme this year is, I want you to be happy, always happy in the Lord.
Yeah, that was inspired by Pope Francis, really. His letter, Evangelium Gaudium. So, like, Pope Francis is focusing on the joy of the gospel, the happiness of the gospel, and it's something that's kind of neglected. You know, one challenge kind of I have, or people like myself who are involved in this kind of ministry have, is to try and communicate to young people that having faith is a joyful thing. Having faith actually gives you an extra dimension. You're firing on more cylinders. So that's our approach. We want to show young people that making time for God or your faith is actually a good thing, and ultimately it'll give you joy in your heart. So I suppose that's why, coupled with Pope Francis's, his letter as well, that we have chose that theme.
Yeah. And then in terms of people go along for fun, they go along to find joy, to be happy, to experience relationship. But they may run into differences of opinion in terms of some of the church's teaching. So what happens then?
Well, I suppose ultimately that's up to the person, really. Like, we're not a one-stop shop in the, you know, what the church teaches. What we do is we try and introduce young people to a personal relationship with Jesus in the prism of the church, in the context of the church. And that's what we try and show young people, that through the church and through the sacraments, that they can experience true joy and true happiness, because God has a plan for their life, because they're unique and special in His eyes. That's our approach, you know. Our main mission is with newcomers, to show you know people who know nothing about their faith what their faith is all about. Then the next stage in catechesis is kind of a further job, which people generally look into themselves, or else they go on and they find they do further catechesis or studies on their faith, you know.
And so then they make their own
mind up.
Yeah.
But really, the starting point in relation to faith is the personal encounter. You know, that's what it's about, you know, filling that. Why do we have that void within us? It's because I suppose we're called to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God the Father. And that's the starting point. The rest kind of fall in after that. The church's teaching, catechesis, would come in kind of after the first kind of thing, which is the personal relationship. So,
And if anybody out there listening, any young person listening would like to go, how would they go about it, or who would they get in contact with?
Our website is very comprehensive and very easy to understand. So our website at www.u2000.ie, there's all the frequently asked questions, online bookings, free bus information, it's all there. And then just you will find our number then through the website as well. So if you Google U2000 Ireland, all the info is there. And all the bus routes from where the buses stop around the different towns as well.
And there's still places left?
There are still places left, yeah. So, and we just really ask people to spread the word, because this event can be life-changing. It really can. And really re-engage young people in their faith.